当主耶稣复活要升天之前，他再次的向门徒来强调，来应许他所要是应许的圣灵。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he reminded his disciples of his promise.
他要门徒在耶路撒冷等候圣灵的降临。
He wanted his disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
照着主耶稣的应许，在五旬节那一天，圣灵降临在门徒的当中。
And under the promise of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit came down on the Pentecost.
复活之后的主耶稣，他借着圣灵来内住在人的里头，借着圣灵的运行来带领来祝福教会。
After Jesus resurrected, he allowed the Holy Spirit to come and live within our hearts so that it could guide us.
所以圣经里头的使徒行传也被称为是圣灵行传。
Therefore, the book of Acts is also known as the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
因为使徒行传里头记载着许许多多圣灵在个人在教会里头的工作。
Because the book of Acts talks a lot about how the Holy Spirit worked within man and within the church.
我们个人不但要求得圣灵，我们要常常祈求圣灵在我们身上来工作。
We not only must pray for the Holy Spirit, but for the Holy Spirit to work within us.
我们整个教会也要常常祈求圣灵很活泼的在我们当中来工作。
The church should often pray for the Holy Spirit to actively work among us.
那我今天早上就提到两个例子，从使徒行传里头让我们看到圣灵在教会里头的工作。
So this morning I would like to mention two occurrences in Acts about the works of the Holy Spirit.
我们请看使徒行传十六章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 16.
教会有一项很重要的工作就是对外的宣传主耶稣救人的福音。
There is a very important work in the church, and that is to preach the gospel to others.
所以宣道的工作一定要有，也一定会有圣灵的工作。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit will definitely work with evangelism.
使徒行传十六章第六节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 6.
圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过佛里加、加拉太一带地方。
Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia.
这是保罗他们出外来宣传主耶稣的福音。
Paul had gone out to go preach the gospel.
这里说在他们的工作当中有圣灵来指引他们。
And throughout their work, the Holy Spirit guided them.
虽然他们有自己的计划但是他们也顺从圣灵的工作，圣灵的带领。
Although they had their own plans, they also followed the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
第七节
，Verse 7，
到美西亚的边界，他们想要往比推尼去，耶稣的灵却不行。
After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them.
第八节
，Verse 8，
他们越过美西亚，下到特罗亚去。
So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas.
第九节，在夜间有异象现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
Nine, and a vision came to Paul in the night, and a man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us."
在圣灵的工作当中，起初并不是很明显的、很清楚的来让他们知道往哪里去。
At the beginning, the Holy Spirit did not very clearly tell them where to go.
但是他们已经能够很清楚的感受到圣灵在他们的当中来工作，在运行着来带领他们。
But they very clearly felt that the Holy Spirit was working with them and that the Holy Spirit was guiding them.
所以他们都能够顺服着圣灵给他们的指示跟带领。
And therefore they were able to submit to the guidance and the leading of the Holy Spirit.
逐渐的圣灵的工作就越来越明显。
And slowly the work of the Holy Spirit became clearer and clearer.
让他们能够将所要做的事情看得越清楚。
So that they could see what their path was more and more clearly.
那我们看到在这过程当中，他们只是顺服，他们并没有慌乱不安。
And throughout this process, we see that all they did was submit. They did not have a sense of disquietness in their hearts.
他们继续尽人当尽的本分，而来看着圣灵的带领。
They did what they could as man to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以第九节就讲到，他们就看到了一个异象。
So verse 9 says that they had a vision.
第十节，保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想往马其顿去， 以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。
So now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them.
当圣灵在他们当中来工作，有了一个清楚的方向之后，他们就来采取行动。
After the Holy Spirit worked and gave them a clear direction, they immediately acted.
所以我们要祈求圣灵在我们当中来运行来工作。
So we must ask the Holy Spirit to move among us and to work among us.
既然先道是教会的最重要的工作之一，那所以所有的事工都是跟先道有关系的。
Since evangelism was one of the most important holy works of the church, then a lot of the holy work in church is related to evangelism.
所以我们每一项的圣工，我们都要常常祈求圣灵在我们当中来工作。
So in all the holy work we do, we should ask God to work among us, or the Holy Spirit to work within us.
请我们再看《使徒行传》十五章二十八节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 15, verse 28.
二十八节，因为圣灵和我们定义，不将别的重担放在你们身上，唯有几件事是不可缺少的。
28, for it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things.
这十五章是在记载着在耶路撒冷的一次的会议。
In chapter 15, it talks about a meeting in Jerusalem.
那在这会议的当中并没有描写像十六章那边所说的这个圣灵来禁止或者耶稣的灵不喜。
And in this council, it doesn't say, as in chapter 16, that the Holy Spirit did not permit them to do such and such.
但是当他们做结论的时候，他们能够很有自信的说，这是圣灵和我们定义，我们做下决定。
But in their conclusion, they were very confident to say that it seemed good to the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵，我们要祈求圣灵在我们的会议当中来工作。
So we must ask God or the Holy Spirit to be with us during this meeting.
我们都愿意来顺服圣灵的带领。
We are all willing to submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
当我们做下的决定我们也都能够很有自信的像他们当时这样说，是圣灵和我们定义这样来做结论。
And when we come to a conclusion, we should also be very confident to say that what the decisions we make are good to the Holy Spirit.
我们有很多的弟兄姐妹我们都为我们这次的信徒大会来做很多的祷告。
There are many brothers and sisters who have been praying a lot for this general congregation meeting.
所以只要我们都以一个为了全体教会为了爱教会爱主耶稣，我相信当我们做决定的时候，我们也能够很有自信的说，这是圣灵和我们定义这样来做决定。
Therefore, because we do things out of love for the church and love for God, then I believe that in the end we'll be able to say that what we do is good to the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的工作对我们来讲是太宝贵了，太重要了。
The work of the Holy Spirit is too precious and too important.
所以我们常常在祷告里头祈求圣灵在我们个人的身上，在我们的家庭，在我们的教会里头来运行来工作。
So therefore, when we pray, we often pray that the Holy Spirit will work within us, within our families, and within the church.
让我们都能够成为一个越来越好的基督徒。
So that we can become a better Christian.
让我们的家庭能够越来越幸福美满。
So that our families can be more joyful and more wonderful.
让我们的教会不断的在这里来荣耀主的圣名。
And so that our church can continue to glorify the name of God.
让在这里的所有的弟兄姐妹，我们的亲戚朋友，在爱心上、信心上都能够不断的长进。
And in this way, all of our brothers and sisters and friends can continue to grow in love and in faith.
在开会之前，我就这样子做这样跟大家互相的勉励。
And this is my encouragement before our meeting.
好，我们一起默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.